Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. The latest word spread around with this guy, Nick Shirley, is vigilante. He's a vigilante out there because he's knocking on doors and exposing all this fraud that's involved. Others calling him a citizen journalist. I think he's a kid with a great eye for how to make a story that is real and has been there for a while. Everybody acknowledges that. What made it pop? Social media. You know, when you get, at last count, I'm not sure if it's over 115 million now, but it's approaching that, the last that I saw. It could get to 125 million views, if not the 42 minutes, some of the excerpts of it. And most people know about it by now, and they're looking in their towns across America to see this stuff. And Walls, it appears, is going to be have to testify about it. Bottom line is, though, we're coming past the holidays. People want people held accountable, meaning elected officials. If not, what's it all about? I mean, what's the rationale for that? Why go through all this type of stuff? And they have held up child care services. At this point, it's paused. They're not going to pay it. I want to play cut 10 here, Henry. It's short. Have you seen, I'm not saying this woman is widely known, but if you see her once, she's on the Scott Jennings show. I'm not calling it the Abby Phillips show anymore. And she is like a ghoul, this woman. And she is a driving force podcaster on the other side. Her name is Jennifer Welch. And I have to say, she gets the juices flowing for them. And I think it will continue into the midterm. I mean, because of Harry Hurley, who's worked for Trump and is a Trump fan, put it, if Trump's on the ballot, it counterbalances. If he's not on the ballot, though, it drives voters out. And she's one of the people driving them out. So tomorrow, probably going to ask for people you'd like to see in 2026 leave the country. I'm not saying force them to leave, but Jennifer Welch is a ghoul. Listen, she finally, though, I'm not saying she's going over the line saying anything actionable, but she's showing her true cards that she believes we're not the good guys, we're the bad guys. Cut 10.
And it's insane. It's absolutely insane. The gaslighting and the manipulation and the obfuscation, it just is terrifying to me that this many bad people, have all consolidated together to do bad shit and nobody's stopping it. It overwhelms me, and I get sometimes in the worst mood coming to work to this job. And I think, God, why did I ever leave interior design? I get in the worst mood because it's just horrible knowing that all this human suffering is happening. And as American, you were propagandized to believe that we were the good guys. Mm-hmm. And then you start to find out, oh, fuck, we're kind of bad guys. And then with Trump, we're even worse guys.
All right. So there you go. And she's one of the principal driving forces. If you watch the Scott Jennings show, haven't had her on in a while. She might be too virulent, I think, for even what they want. Henry, have you seen her?
Jennifer I mean, Wells? She's just all emotion. That's why she can't be on the show, is because she doesn't have anything to back her up. She just loves misery, and people love misery nowadays, so they watch her.
I would say when she was on against Jennings, though, she didn't back down even an inch.
No, that's she's what they so want. Yeah, vindicative
yeah.
in her,
yeah, yeah,
her
yeah.
opinions. Yeah,
and you know it's fine in a podcast to occasionally use an expletive, delete it to make a point. But does it make a point if we, just in 48 seconds, that's what she does constantly? A lot of listeners, though.
Yeah, it's the anger. I
mean, yeah, and the bottom line for the midterms point is she's driving the ship. Mondani will be more the face of the Democrat Party. Now, he's not like Jennifer Welch. He comes across as calm, articulate. It's just that I'm not even sure he believes some of the things that he has said are going to work, you know, that he believes deep down. Will he pull back a little bit? I'm hoping he doesn't. But he did have the master stroke. I don't remember Mikey Sherrill using the word affordability in the same way. So I don't think that's what defeated Jack Cetarelli, her usage. Mondani, let's give him credit, spotted this. And he took a situation that I was going to ask you, Henry. I mean, you have a roommate and all that stuff, right? To afford to live in Center City or almost off Center City. Philadelphia seems possibly doable. But imagine you're doing this job and you're in a New York radio station and you're trying to live in Manhattan.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you would find, you'd probably get an apartment half the size of that studio.
Oh, like
if that.
My roommate lives in, or not my roommate, my friend lives in Jersey City. He works in Manhattan, but he lives in Jersey City. And his rent by itself is almost, you know, two to 2.5 times what I pay.
Yeah.
So this job in Manhattan, forget it. I'm going to be on the streets.
So does he think, is he in the crowd that thinks that most people ought to be able to afford to live and by New York? I mean, I'm not there, but I take it. A lot of them mean somewhat, not just the outer boroughs like Staten Island or out in Queens. They mean somewhat in the ring of Manhattan, Brooklyn.
There, yes.
Well, that's crazy talk. That you're going to be able to afford to do that. And it's all the time that I have living memory just going there. I'm on my guard every second when I've had to go up there and do radio. No, I'm not buying anything because it's ridiculous. Forever. They were the first ones, and this is like 25 years ago or more, with like $10 movie tickets. Maybe 30 years ago. Think about that. I mean, it's
it is
ludicrous. So do they have expectation? Mondani is promising them they are going to be able to live in New York. The rent alone is going to be brutal. And I know about rent control and I know all that stuff, but still, what is he going to do that's going to bring that under control enough where someone working a middle-class job, younger, you know, working their way up, is going to be able to live in New York? And how about Jersey City? That's got to be pricey too.
It's getting nicer. At least you could say that much.
More than Philadelphia?
No.
Okay. All right. So it's 855. So if your expectation is you want to live in Philadelphia, probably doable with all kinds of.
It can be. You find a nice spot. It can be.
Yeah. But New York, Manhattan. I mean, my God. I think you got to be making a family. I don't even know in Manhattan. I'm a little bit fuzzy on it. Are there even any houses in Manhattan? Very few, I would think.
Yeah, I would think not a lot.
You're going to be living in an apartment, first of all, if you're in New York. If you're okay with that, okay.
Yeah, some sort of like hot. You feel like you're in a house when you're in the apartment. It's not like a studio.
Right. Okay. This is going to be the thing. But he's the guy that really won all this. By promising affordability. And the challenge on the Republican side is to show people, A, you're paying attention, acknowledging it, and then provide some degree of programs that are cutting down. I always go back to grocery store bills. Look, every guy we get on from the Republican Party, I get annoyed. They immediately start talking about gas prices down. True, I'm in agreement. But then the conversation stops. What else do you have? And they start you know, like a Hannity show repeating himself. I don't think I could, I wouldn't do that if I were them. Maybe they don't have anything else. They got to give us the path toward grocery store prices, the housing issue, and then looming out there is health care. Now, are they responsible for this? No, New York is pricey. It's always been pricey. A lot of it is due to overregulation. It's, but when we've had stories in New York, some of these I remember. What, remember the guy that the police had to subdue and he got crushed underneath? What was he doing? Selling Lucy's, selling loose cigarettes. Because of the cost of a pack of cigarettes, let alone, can you look it up, Amber? What's a carton of cigarettes? Just, I don't smoke, so I don't even have a ballpark. I guess it'd be like $40 a carton of cigarettes.
A carton up. A whole carton?
Yeah, a whole carton.
It says between 60 to 100.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
When I worked at Wawa, it was usually yeah. around 80.
80? Wow. In New York or here?
In New Jersey.
In Jersey. Okay. Yeah, I mean, who's going to afford that? So if you're smoking a pack a day and you're doing that each week, you could be spending $4,000 or so just Sheesh. On cigarettes. Should cigarettes cost that much? No. But when you put in all the taxation, all the regulation, all the stuff that goes with it, and yeah, and it is an addictive substance, so they're going to make you pay more. What's Mondami going to do about that? I haven't heard him say he's going to do anything.
No. Well, that's the thing. I think his real fight is with the state government and then the federal government,
because right.
I don't think he can do any of the things he actually wants to do.
Right, yeah.
Immediately. Like,
right.
When he gets sworn in at midnight, he automatically is going to become the most hated man in the face of the earth.
You think so?
That's what happens when you're the mayor of New York. You have all this hope and promise.
Yeah.
And then you get in office and you go, this guy's a complete scrub.
Yeah. I think he's got a little leeway because he's made this exciting. He's told people it's different. And socialism is exciting for a while. It's not the random, you know.
I do give him credit for that because he did find his voice and saying, like,
yes.
Hey, here's an issue. I'm here to solve it. Here's my way to solve it.
But he has specific things. That
yes,
was, as
and
he, is he going
politicians
to do that?
Don't do that. Yeah,
exactly. And throw some anti-Semitism in there, and he's off and running. Yeah, I'm going to be watching this night. We'll talk about it tomorrow. And doing it at midnight is a masterstroke. I mean, this guy gets it. Presentation on this. Having Bernie Sanders swear him in, I think AOC would be a better swearer in. You don't see it that
no,
way.
No, I don't.
Oh, I think AOC's got a lot of pluses. Really?
I think she does, too. I just don't, I'm not sure if I'd do it for this.
Oh, for the swearing in.
Yeah, I think Bernie might be the way, better way to go.
Yeah, it's giving homage to what he's done, what he was up to. You know, the argument, it would have been interesting in 2016, him against Trump rather than Hillary. It would have been. But both were saying they were going to fix things. I think Bernie would have had trouble. You know, Hillary, we mm-hmm. know, had trouble personality-wise, but can AOC be their nominee? Yes. If I had to bet now, who would be their nominee? He may have a glass jaw. I don't know yet. But Newsom looks the part. He's got some traction going on. And Josh Shapiro always is a threat. So I don't see somebody coming outside of any of this stuff. Will AOC run for president? I still think unlikely. What is she, about 30? No, she'd have to be 35. She's about 35, 36.
Yeah, she's in that ballpark. Yeah.
She might run for the Senate first. All right, let's go to Richard in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Richard, welcome in.
Greetings. Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
Nice and healthy one. My iconic picture is from Apollo 8 when they first time they orbited the moon and they came up and they saw the Earth rise. And it was right around Christmas in 68. And Frank Borman, the astronaut, read the first couple verses of Genesis. It was quite an amazing picture.
I remember that. It was very good. Happy New Year, Richard. I see one on here, a sports one that is an all-timer. Oh, my God. Maybe not to, I would still say today's pro football is more brutal than back in the day, even though back in the day, you know, guys played, they got hit in the head, they just went back out there.
Mm-hmm.
The size and speed of moving at that are like you just can't. Back in the day.
Oh, back in the day, you could do it fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Now with
250 pound guy,
the weight programs that everyone's on.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. More calls coming up on that. Dom's Money Melody. That will start up again next week. But we're not doing it, but we have a great sponsor around it. And that's the important thing because I love these guys. Tom Metzger, Navy League Philly. These are a group you want to join up with. They do great work in schools, and they put on a hell of a party like the Army-Navy game. NavyLeaguePhilly.org, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. You probably have heard some of the vignettes of people I interviewed at their big event. One guy was in Somalia, right around the time of Black Hawk Down, and he was the long snapper in an Army-Navy game. Always intrigued by long snappers. They have a long career. Usually, but a dangerous job. Because when they snap, the idea is, all right, just hit him the instant he's, you know.
Could you name the Eagles long snapper?
The magic guy.
That was three long snappers.
I know,
ago.
It was long snappers.
So it was John Dorenbos.
Yeah, Dorenbos. And I had him at an event, but we did not have the opportunity to have him snap a ball inside a mailbox that he did on NBC 10.
Oh,
that's
man.
How accurate he was. Yeah, they opened the mailbox.
That's great. Yeah, they can open like a bottle of water, like a plastic water bottle, they can slide the ball right by there and twist the cap off. That's how accurate they got to
be with that. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, it's a spot. How they do that is particularly with a guy looming right over your head and neck.
Well, they can't touch it. You can look at them and be like, you can't touch me.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say it. You can't touch me right now. Or I'm, it's going to be leverage or encroachment or something.
I know, but once the ball snaps, I mean, that's what the penalty. Next time, you might be flinching a little bit, you know. All right, Henry still got that bet. First bet of the year, too, bleeding in. I'm going to be looking at that around 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Is this the first bet or the last bet of the year?
Oh, might be the last bet.
Now.
What was the other bet?
I'm just saying, I get the Eagles game is technically next year, but
we're making the bet today. But we're making it. It's the time of the bet is the last bet of the year, when the bet actually happens.
All right.
Yeah. Like, I have a bet against Luke. That Tiger Woods will not surpass Jack Nicklaus in number of majors.
I tend to agree with you on that.
Well, now that Tiger's, but he's still playing, sort of, and he's still alive. So there's always the pot. Luke says, well, it's not over yet. I'm going to win that one. I'm telling you, I got nervous when he came back and won the 15th. But
yeah, well, now he can't even walk 18.
But the guy is just, you get him at the Masters, and these other guys choke. 12th hole, I was watching it yesterday. He's going to hit the ball on the green, but away from the pin. They're going to hit it in the water, under the cut. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Okay. Hit us with that all-time photo. Dawn Fantasia will be with us at 2:30 to go back over the year. We've had some great times with her. And again, next week, we'll be back in prize mode. Tomorrow, I'll be thinking of who you want to lead the country. And I see two of them on the line. I got to give an homage on Friday's show to Drew and Zenos, all-time Greeks, something associated with Greece. I hear Kimberly Guilfoyle there's partying pretty hardy there in Greece.
Oh, really?
The ambassador. Oh, yeah. Google that. You'll see that.
Oh, boy.
I don't think they're throwing her out of the country, but,
she's wearing out her welcome.
I don't know how much ambassadorship is going on there, ambassador to Greece. That might be a great side. What country would you want to be the ambassador to or not?
Oh.
I mean, if they're sending you to, Somalia, might not be a good ambassadorship. Might not be a place that you want to go.
Can't imagine that embassy standing
up. No, the embassy. Do they have air conditioning even? 855-839.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, the corrections, Henry, are rolling in. Mike Opelka, quarterbacking from the upper deck, says Letitia James is the one doing the swearing in tonight, right?
And that is what he's telling me, yeah.
Yeah, and Bernie's the key speaker, and then remarks from AOC.
Yeah, so they got the whole crowd.
Yeah. Guy Shiraki says to us, his daughter, $3,100 in the East Village, and it's 575 Jeez. Square feet. Do you think that studio is half of that? Maybe more than?
That is tiny.
Yeah.
Because I've got, what do I have, 1,100 in mine, and I'm... Not, you know.
Right.
I pay
what
a third
would you say
that.
The studio is square footage? It's
800 and under.
That studio is 800.
Yeah.
Wow, it's smaller than the studio?
Oh, you mean this studio? Are you talking about studio apartment or this studio?
Yeah, this studio. Yeah.
No, it can't be more than 500.
Wow.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, man. She's living in the producer's lounge.
I wouldn't even
lounge.
Say that much. Yeah, I'd say
but
33.
It is a lounge area for producers, you know, with all the stuff you guys have in there that's been put up.
Oh, yeah, all the dust and the...
All the leftover stuff that people just leave in there.
The 50 mugs, yeah.
Yeah.
I love this stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. You know, the story hasn't changed. The number one and two states that people are fleeing, meaning they're leaving. As we turn the page in the new year, New Jersey and New York. And New York, at least according to this one story, is catching up on people fleeing New York. And we go through this every year. I'll get into it more tomorrow. Why is it if people are fleeing New Jersey, and we know the reasons they're fleeing, they still vote almost all the time for a liberal Democrat or progressive Democrat? And we've been through this. New Jersey has a huge sense of place. This is like where I grew up, South Philly. It's a sense of place. It's not flyover country. It's the culture, the taste, the music, the language, Jerseyese. I was going to ask it tomorrow, but just give me a head start. What is the most Jersey expression, would you say? We have to work on it. I'm not sure myself. You know, talking about what exit you're near, I guess. South Philly, is it yo? No, I think it might be use. It's got all that. People want to be there. They grew up. It's in their blood. So it takes a lot to make them flee. But apparently, It doesn't matter because the ones that are left are continuing to put into office, and I'll ask Dawn Fantasia that, who is Jersey through and through. They continue to vote for Democrats, liberals, very liberal, or progressives, and they get more of the results. All right, let's go to Bill in Bucks County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome in.
Well, thank you, and Happy New Year, Dom, to you and all the folks there at PHT.
Oh, thank you, Bill, very much.
Yes, a little bit early.
Wish a Happy New Year to Brian Fitzpatrick for me, please. And tell him
he sent me a Christmas card.
Well, that's very nice. We just would like to get him back on because, you know me, I'm not going to be jumping up and down with him. I just want people to hear how he's lost his mind on the health care bill. I get his instincts, Bill, but when what is it? $250,000 you're going to be making, and we're going to pay for it. That's ridiculous.
I know. You're not going to be throwing hardballs at him, are you?
No, not at all. No spitballs, whatever. No, you can throw them back at me. I can take it. I just want to hear him again.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll talk to Kyle and see what they say.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Whatever. Oh, my side question answer is it's a rock and roll group, you know, and the picture was taken over abroad in England, and it had a lot of subliminal messages attached to it, and most people know about it to some degree. It's the Beatles and the walk across Abbey Road.
Yeah, that is a great picture, and I think Henry's come around or always agree with me that the Stones are superior, right?
No. I mean, they're a very good band, but
they're not a better band. They haven't made better music than Sean. I'm kind of surprised at you. Wow.
So it's like with the Beach Boys and the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, it's like the Beatles were the most consistently fantastic out of them. Mm-hmm. The Stones and the Beach Boys, they have some incredible highs, but they also have some very low lows.
I'm talking about gravitas, though. The songs of the Stones, the Beatles, it's just... They influence culture more, and the Stones are not going to have a whole station playing their music. That's true, and the Beatles do. But are they, you know, anything? I mean, the Stones are rock and roll, the face of rock and roll.
I can agree with you on that more.
Yeah, yeah, that's what
the Stones are more rock and roll with the, you know, obviously the logo being like the tongue sticking out.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Mick Jagger's got the whole persona. I get that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the Beatles are far superior.
You can make an argument about Led Zeppelin or The Who as well, taking that front.
I think they're superior bands, too, over the Beatles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you're really getting into it.
Yeah. I as far as just what I see as the gravitas of it, the Beatles I see as the first, and they hit something culturally, and I despise several of them. Yoko Ono and John
Lennon.
That's
fair.
Yeah. So the Yoko Ono thing just overwhelms almost every rational thought. I apologize. I mean, could you see Keith Richards putting up with Yoko Ono?
I mean, they would have gotten along with the heroin fairly well.
Nice insight by you. I have to check on that. I'm surprised, Sean. I thought you'd be more in the rock camp. The Beatles seem to be trivial to me in the music sense.
I think that any one Beatles album is like a stronger album than, say, any Rolling Stones album.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Agreed. While the Stones might have the best song between those albums,
I could agree with you on that. Yeah, if we did the top 10 songs, and you guys probably know more of them, you know, I'd have to think about it in advance with the Stones versus the Beatles. I think I could make a case then. Are you on tomorrow,
song
Sean?
For song,
to
for
be
sure.
Continued. Are you on New Year's tomorrow?
Not tomorrow.
Next time you're on. Next time you're on. Let's mark that one down. Okay. I'm surprised at Henry on that. I thought he'd go the other way. All right. I'm underestimating the Beatles. But Dawn Fantasia is on the On Deck Circle. She's a personal connoisseur of Bruce Springsteen. Not. Representative Dawn Fantasia will join us. We first met her when these people in Newark were writing laws telling Sussex County about bird feeders had to be up 10 feet high because of the bears. And it's been fabulous. She's got a lot to report about Jersey, but I'll ask her her best theory. Here, Jersey again this year is number one. New York's closing, though, on the van lines, the movers of the state that people are fleeing. And yet, does it make an impact? No. Why? How many people have to flee before they change policies? Phone lines, 855-839-1210.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, Dom time, Dom Giordano show, and one of our great regrets, and she laid it out, what this campaign of Mikey Sherrill was about, second to none. I was hoping Jack Cettarelli would win for all the universal reasons, but I was hoping, given her great background in education, Dawn Fantasia would be the Secretary of Education, whatever they call it in Jersey, and that would be unbelievable what would happen. But we have her to ourselves, except when they're going through 200 progressive bills, it seems like, in a day in Trenton this last week. Let's go to Dawn here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dawn, Happy New Year. Thanks for a great year talking with you.
Well, Happy New Year. You made my day having me on today to finish out the year like this. But before we start, I got to tell you, if you need help justifying the Rolling Stones, I am on Team Charlie Watts with you. I am with you. The Stones, by far superior. I mean, I could write a dissertation, so I have your back.
All right, Henry and Sean in there, they're both getting their pocket guide out to the Beatles. Yeah, I don't get it.
All right. Me neither.
All right, so Dawn, again, we see the annual story. New York is closing on you guys in Jersey, but Jersey is still the leader. Headline of people fleeing the state. Every year at this time we do this. And again, what is the secret sauce that has to be done? People flee, but I know why you would live in Jersey, just like me with South Philly. It's a sense of place second to none. What breaks through all that?
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that. We always say we don't think it could get worse, and then right. Somehow it does, right? So people ask me what this legislative session was like, and I guess my honest answer would be it was 100% driven by ideology, not reality at all. So again, this year, Dems had the full control of the legislature, had the governorship, and still managed to trip all over themselves. So we saw process abuse, they rushed bills, and all these manufactured crises of their own doing like this, what just happened this last round with Nick Scutari's bill that hit the wall instead of solving real problems. So they moved all of their major legislation, and they never wanted debate. They did these late night, you know, shut-ins mm-hmm. of amendments and asking for more money, and they have little. Well, the one good thing that came out of this session is the public started to wake up at just how little respect the majority has for public testimony. So I think the biggest miss also was fiscal discipline. So we're still staring down a multi-billion dollar structural deficit, but the Democrats continue to greenlight vanity projects, entitlements, and they spend like we still have that federal COVID money and as if it didn't end, and it did. So it's really awe-inspiring, honestly, the endless ability to gaslight and make needs seem like wants. So, to answer your question, I don't know what it would take because they are so good at taking other people's money and giving it to those who really refuse at times to even work or contribute. Very frustrating.
Yeah. So, Dawn, since we've been trying to talk, when Mikey Sherrill, who you dissected better than even Jack, in my view, and he did a great job, the Attorney General in her presentation when she got nominated said affordability is going to be top line for her. It's the Attorney General. What does she have to do? Does that mean price controls, suing corporations? What does that mean?
To me, nothing could be more ludicrous than saying that, because in the next breath, if you recall, she said, and taking on Trump. So they beat, you know, the drum to one note, and that note mm-hmm. is Trump's bad. Everything is Trump's fault. And we have wasted millions upon millions and millions of dollars under Attorney General Matthew Platkin, challenging laws, directives, things that were nowhere near constitutional. And she has then committed to do the same. Now, if you recall, Mikey Sherrill also blatantly, falsely ran on the, on the idea of affordability. And her first action that took money from the taxpayers' pockets was a random request for that extra $250,000 for her transition. And, you know, so now we have the million-dollar team coming, you know, an inauguration that's being held in Newark in a sports arena as if this is a celebrity event and not a function of legislation. So I running on affordability, anybody who bought that story is it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. So her prediction then, she's going to do what in the opening days? How does she legally freeze electric rates? And what does she do? Just declare a crisis?
Well, she doesn't, first of all, because we've all said that would be challenged in a heartbeat. That's unconstitutional. So as the governor-elect steps in, Democrats are going to have to reset their leadership priorities to some degree. But here's the joke. The agenda isn't a moderate one. It accelerates what's already here. We already know she's hardly the paragon of fiscal discipline, right? And the Democrats consistently say, ooh, it's time for belt tightening. There's going to be a massive budget shortfall. Yet we know that. And they only continue to exacerbate the situation. So I would fully expect under her administration more centralized control from Trenton, more mandates on schools, more mandates on towns, and fewer choices for families. And they'll package it as, you know, another version of that stronger and fairer New Jersey that Governor Murphy would always wax mm-hmm. poetic about. But it's really about control, you know, and who foots the bill? New Jersey families. And we have something really big on deck, by the way. Over the next week, keep your eyes out for the Climate Superfund Act to come before us. So that's a bill that's being sold as making corporations pay, but in reality, it's a backdoor way to tax New Jersey residents because businesses aren't going to absorb those costs. They're going to pass them on. So we will only see higher electric bills, higher prices, higher housing costs, and they have the audacity to think they can make that bill retroactive.
Wow.
And make all of these large corporations pay a back tax that was never even passed. So you talked about saving money. The attorney general better be very comfortable in court because that's exactly where she's going to be nonstop.
Now, Dawn, we were following you. I was following you on Twitter, et cetera, and all the stuff back and forth with all these bills. The 7% sales tax without having mm-hmm. her fingerprints on it, is that still possible they can do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you notice when that broke, and again, we heard from sources that were on the Democrat side. I heard from the Senate side. We have sources in the Assembly side. The press were contacted. The mainstream media was contacted. Politico was contacted by the same people who told us. And yet there was still crickets. All we got was some campaign spokesmodel from her campaign, a carryover, that said, oh, no, she said during the campaign, she's not for that. That's the whole point. The point is to get it passed now so she does not have to bear
right.
the stain
right.
of that, right? So how it works is we have committees. I actually am called for two committees Monday. There could be committees Thursday. Then we have our final voting session on Monday, January 12th, because we all get sworn in again on the 13th of January. So the 12th is going to be one heck of a day. It's going to be a very, very long day, and they are going to try to jam through the most ludicrous things that she doesn't want to bear the stain of that Murphy is willing to sign. So it's going to be a very, very ulcer-inducing week for the GOP. Let's put it that way. And you're going to learn an awful lot about who's sitting in those seats when you see what's being pushed through.
The upside for her, Dawn, now you guys like Matt Rooney and Rich and you know, you see this, you live in Jersey from afar. I didn't get the juices flowing with her. I'm working on it because she's so tepid to me. Does she have the annoyance factor that Phil Murphy does? I would put him up there in the most annoying figures of the last 8 years. He's right up there.
You know what? To be honest, she definitely is quieter.
Yeah.
You know, a bit more tepid. That's why I was so surprised at her, behaviors on the campaign trail, but campaigning is campaigning. But she definitely is more tepid, but it's no surprise to anybody. This is just a placeholder. It's a foot in the door so that she can propel herself onto the national stage. I mean, they're running her inauguration here, literally like, you know, the Messiah is returning to earth. It's a little showy. It's a little ridiculous. And it's held at a place that could attract a national style audience. So all this is a setup, in many of our opinions, for her next step, which would be to run for federal office. So, you know, New Jersey was a placeholder. It's such a shame, and I apologize to the 1.4 million voters that voted for Jack Cittarelli, and, you know, most votes ever received by a Republican gubernatorial candidate in the history of New Jersey. But we are the ones literally that are dying a slow death here.
Absolutely. Have you talked to Jack, Dawn? We talked to Harry Hurley today, who's a friend, and it's conveyed that up close, in my judgment, you guys are the pros. I just observe and got an eye for it and all that. And it was random so many times and all. Ran a hell of a campaign. I can't point to anything to go back. I know people say joust on the affordability stuff and all. The media was in the tank. Have you talked with him and how's he doing?
I have, and again, knowing him on a personal level, he would have been one hell of a governor for the state of New Jersey. I mean, he was brilliant. He is brilliant. He's principled. He had plans. Things were laid out to hit the ground running, certainly without asking for an extra $250,000 for some nonsense. I think this was the miss for the state of New Jersey, that we're going to feel the aftershocks of that. He's doing great personally. I'm interested to see what his next professional steps will be. But again, I've known the man for over 10 years. He's like family to me. And boy, did New Jersey lose out.
Absolutely. And, you know, without agitating too much, I just saw you as the education commissioner and said, oh, man, this is going to be great talk radio around the clock. Things are going to be flying there.
Well, there's a million paths, right? And there's more than one way to skin a cat. So we hope that we can take care of,
yes.
some of our goals and whatnot. And it might be the long road, but we'll get there.
Absolutely. Dawn, where do people find you?
You can find me on X at DawnFantasia_NJ. And then on Facebook, Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia.
Dawn, Happy New Year. Thank you. Meaningfully, ever since that first funny thing that we had you on, it's been quite a trip.
Thank you, Dawn. I hope you have a great new year.
Thank you. Dawn Fantasia here on Talk Radio 1210. The lightning round. No prize today, but we see some good ones for the fun of it. Hit us with that all-time photo. This coming off the AP Photos of the Year, which it's only 1 year they had to work with. I didn't see much there. We had some great ones. 855-839-1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. on demand.
All right, what a year it's been on the side question. Last one of the year, Dom Giordano Show. You know, and in this job, you have to deal with stuff in a nanosecond. Some mystery guest has called Sean up here. And after conferring with Henry, I'm not supposed to know who it is. Let's see if we can identify it by voice or manner. Mystery guest, please sign in.
Hi, Dom. I just want to wish you and Henry and Sean and all your listeners a very happy new year. I love you.
Wait a minute, Henry, is that a former girlfriend of mine that you put on?
Who's to say? It's a real mystery.
Wait a minute, you got the magic. Dan, in years, couldn't get it. That was, of course, Ro.
We're hoping we'll see if he could get it. Yeah.
How did she? Did she do it on her own?
Oh, yeah, she texted me just a few minutes ago. I was like, yeah, please call
in.
Oh,
my God. All right, that makes the official end of this year great. I don't think I can take another call. I've got to let that simmer a little bit. Is that a great voice or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Henry. Thanks for facilitating that.
Thank you, Ro. Thank you for reaching out.
Yeah, I'm glad she's hooked up with you now, too. Dan could not get her to come on before live. We had tape stuff, so. This man is the rising star of the year, all the way back to Memorial Day. I remember their first call. Yet, he still has not appeared at one of our events. We don't know what he looks like. Is he really Greek? Let's go to Zenos in Upper Darby. Zenos, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Dom, and I finally heard the elusive row. That was great.
Yes.
That was great. I was wondering. So my question is, you know, with Robert, he is right. There's no end to their stupidity. And as far as music is, I have to go along with you with the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin. And here's the other thing. Us Greeks, during New Year's, the older ones would play cards for good luck.
Oh, man, I'd hate to get into one of those card games.
Oh,
wow.
Man, Greeks are notorious gamblers, a lot of them, believe me. They are gamble fools, and they, some averages were lost in Canada, but that's what they do. And, Dom, my picture, the side question is, it was, you know, I'm very patriotic, you know that, is the Apollo, the flag on the moon. By itself, standing there, and the other pictures when you see the footprints, I think they have a picture of that when the ship is blasting off.
Gotcha. Thank you, Zenos. Again, Happy New Year. Another all-star year. The man, there's nothing like this. He's the only one people say, that guy's an actor. Joe of Exton. Happy New Year, Joe.
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. And I would like to wish you, your producers, and the cast of callers a blessed new year, 2026.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
On the cover of Time magazine, I would like to see the photo of Pope Leo XIV at the papal balcony, blessing and waving to the crowd below. Leo XIV represents a continuation in the shift of theological leadership from Western Europe to the Western Hemisphere in the person of an American and his predecessor, an Argentinian.
Well put. Thank you, Joe of Exton. By the way, I think we agree, not that we did it scientifically. I don't know about the word of the year, but the phrase of the year, or two words, Byzantine Empire.
Yeah,
I want to see any talk radio station in America have the Byzantine Empire uttered there. Yeah, I want to see that call.
On your side question answers, are they bringing up the Byzantine Empire? I don't think so.
No. And we learned more, and I thought we knew a lot about him. Drew of Upper Darby, half Greek. Hey, Drew, what's the other side? The half Greek, and what's the other side?
You name it, Dom. Irish, French, German.
Okay.
A lot of stuff. I don't even really know, but you know, Dom. I'll be quick. The radar site that I was stationed at in Turkey, when you went to the local town, you could buy like Byzantine coins and coins from every civilization that passed through this area in southeastern Turkey. So it was fascinating. So when I hear Byzantine Empire, that's what I think about. But hey, Dom, my side answer. This might be one of the all-time icon sports photographs in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, let alone Philadelphia. That's when Chuck Bednarik is standing over Frank Gifford after he laid him out, man, on the field.
Exactly, and they claim he wasn't pointing at him like, yeah, take that. I think
yeah,
he was.
Oh, absolutely. Those two getting together.
Oh, Chuck
Bednarik. Boom.
Once called in, there was something. I never saw him in person, but, you know, back in the day, my God, the guy.
He was Concrete Charlie.
I mean, it doesn't
get tougher than that.
Who did you like, Sean? Which one today?
I thought Abbey Road was a really good one. Like, it's one of the first albums I could recognize as a kid.
And it led to the whole Beatles thing and all that. Henry, how about you?
Yeah, I have to second the Abbey Road there, because I feel like it is a photo that has run through time and is also famously recreated every time, you know, tourists go to Abbey Road. They're like, oh, let's, you know, get four people and let's walk across here. So that, I like the Apollo 8 mission photo. That I also too. Liked Robert Emmett sailing with the Coldplay, getting caught.
I love the Coldplay, but I think the winner today, if we had a contest, was yours about the social media meme.
Thank you.
I love that meme. It works every time with me. All right, thanks, everyone. We'll do it all again tomorrow, and Henry will be at the parade. Mm-hmm. And Linda says, you're anti-mummers? You just said anti-parade.
Just anti-parade.
Yeah, I'll get into the whole thing tomorrow, and Linda Kearns is going to lose again on this whole mummers thing. I'm sure she'll be calling in. Thanks to Henry for processing the roll call. I think it was 11 seconds, an all-time record. Henry, Sean, great producing this year. Thank you guys very much. I think Mary Walter is next here sitting in. Who is?
Lou Pate.
Oh, Lou Pate is sitting in today. All right, Lou, have a good show. 4 hours coming up. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.